from this insanity over the last 8 months is actually some people want to be controlled. Some people want to be sheep, and some people want to live in fear. And I say, live in fear, sheep. Do what you need to do. Hunker down, hibernate, let people dictate your lives and send you crumbs to live on in your 10-by-10 government housing project, whatever you'd like. But let the rest of us live our lives. There's a 99.6% chance of survival. If you're over 70, it goes down to 98. If you're over 75, it goes down to like 96. And so now everyone's screaming, oh, we need a vaccine. We need a vaccine when there's a 99.6% rate of survival?
Good point. Good point. I tell people all the time, we need patriots in our midst. And Megan Barth is just that. She is a patriot of the first order with ReaganBabe.com. If people want your newsletter, they need your information now more than ever before.
Right.
If they want your newsletter every weekend, how do they get it?
Well, I'd love to tell you, because the fascists at MailChimp decided to deplatform my newsletter. No reason given. They just took it away from me. I had thousands of subscribers. And MailChimp and YouTube and Google and Twitter has been deplatforming conservatives, just conservatives. I'm sure if I had the Antifa newsletter, it would be just fine. And so by this time next week, Kevin, I will have an answer for you, because I have to rebuild the newsletter, get a new platform, and not start over again. My subscribers won't be lost. So if you've already subscribed, you didn't get last Saturday's newsletter, because that's when they yanked it, right before it was sent. But you'll get one in a couple weeks when I get this platform up and running again.
And by the way, is Parler a... I don't know anything about Parler other than people have told me it's kind of the alternative to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all of that. Is that an alternative for you?
Absolutely. I have at Reagan Babe on Parler. I'm at Reagan Babe on Twitter. I'm at the Reagan Babe on Instagram and at Reagan Babe on Facebook. Facebook is also suppressing my posts. So I'm sure I'll have to go to MeWe. But this is what I harken back to: unilateral control. The Democrats do not want to share a stage. They do not want a two-party system. They have called us Nazis for the last 4 years, and then they have the audacity to come out and say, can't we all just get along now? We should just really unify. It's going to be great for the country. Everything's going to be rainbows and unicorns. Stick it up your nose. I have absolutely no desire to unify under your totalitarian rule.
Wow. Megan, always good. Have a great Thanksgiving. Hope you and your mom have a wonderful, wonderful... Are you cooking, by the way?
Always. Yes, my mom and I will be cooking a bird.
There you go.
Maybe we'll have 50 people over. I don't know.
Oh, maybe my God. You can only have 10. Oh, my God.
No. Well, you know what? We're going to kill the turkey, and then we're going to have a funeral for the turkey.
Just, hey, all I ask is that you cook up enough so that if Metro decides to join you. If they knock on your door. Hey, thanks, dear. You have yourself a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
You too. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Try ReaganBabe.com if they haven't already taken that down. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now at 4:33, I just checked the traffic cams, and speaking about people making their way into Las Vegas, 15 northbound at Sloan. Looks like you're getting a little congested through there. Maybe some Californians coming here. Also, look for backups at the Spaghetti Mall, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also, some congestion on that transition ramp as you leave 15 north to go 515 eastbound. Slow flows on the Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley, eastbound 215 at Eastern, 95 east at the Rainbow Curve. You'll touch the brakes there. And remember those lane restrictions up in the North Las Vegas area, 15 north at Lamb, and 15 south at Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders offensive lineman Richie Incognito, his season, it is over after he undergoes season-ending foot surgery.
He went down with what the team described as an Achilles injury in week number two. The team had hoped that they would be able to get him back this season, but it never happened, and it's just another domino to fall in what has been a disappointing year for the offensive line, which was a focus during the offseason. Speaking of the Raiders, for a third time, they've put in a claim on Tack McKinley, but this time they have been awarded that claim. He had previously been picked up by the Bengals and the 49ers, but failed physicals with each team. This Sports Flash, presented by BoomerNaturals.com, is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Great to have you with us. A lot of you holding. We'll get to your calls here momentarily. You want to join us? I've got a couple of lines open right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Pete. Pete, you're up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Yeah, Kevin, I got one story. This is very quick that I hope will make you laugh, and then another very quick one that I hope is going to inspire you. The first one is, when I walk through all these casinos in town, I'm impressed by their security. You have a pit boss that's watching a card dealer, and then you have a camera watching the pit boss watch the card dealer. So I think to myself, if only they counted our votes that way.
Like, well, that? My question is, why don't they have that kind of security?
Yeah, but I mean, it's because they don't want it, Kevin. They don't want that kind of security. It's not brain surgery. They could have voter security if tomorrow if they wanted to. They don't want it, Kevin. They want to cheat. They want to cheat. And here's something that I hope will inspire you and your listeners. It's amazing that there are countless of felony convictions in criminal court where the entire case rested on an eyewitness. No forensic evidence whatsoever. The entire case the state had rested only on an eyewitness, sometimes a questionable eyewitness that was offered leniency. And there are countless convictions based on that. But if you have eyewitness testimony regarding voter fraud, oh, throw the case out. We don't see nothing.
Wow.
Rudy Giuliani is a straight shooter. Rudy Giuliani is a straight shooter. If he says this eyewitness testimony to, by the way, and these affidavits are signed under penalty of perjury. And if Rudy Giuliani has that evidence. The evidence is there, but the judges don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. And I'm going to tell you why. The liberal judges are obvious because they're on Team Biden, but the conservative judges that are throwing this out are afraid of a revolution. If it's exposed, there's going to be a revolution. They're scared. The judges are scared, Kevin.
Well, the Judge Joe Hardy ruled against April Becker today. And last time I checked, Judge Joe Hardy is a Republican. He ruled that the case was filed improperly as it did not include Cannizzaro as a party. We'll see what Craig Mueller says about that coming up in just a couple
BS.
Minutes.
That's technical BS.
Yeah.
Technical BS.
Yeah.
They're scared, Kevin. They're scared. The Republicans' judges are scared, you know what, Liz, that if it comes out that there's been this much fraud, there will be revolution. There'll be a revolution in the street, and it won't be stupid hippies with guns. It'll be real. It'll be right-wing people with guns.
Yeah.
And you don't want to mess with them. You don't want to mess with them when they take their guns out.
Hey, Pete, I'm glad you called, and I thank you.
Catch you later, buddy.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving, too. Hope you have about 50 people in your home. And then, and by the way, just make sure you make room for Metro, because they have to eat, too. And when they come knocking on your door, make sure you have a place at the table for Metro so that, so that you can serve everybody. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I was just looking at the story. It was a story by Rory Appleton in the Las Vegas Review-Journal about the hearing that was heard earlier today, or in fact this afternoon, where Judge Joe Hardy, a Republican, ruled against April Becker, who lost to State Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, a Democrat, by just 631 votes. And this is sad what happened. We'll get into it with Craig Mueller. He was the attorney for April Becker. We'll see if this is the end of that issue, or maybe if there is an appeal, maybe a state Supreme Court appeal. Who knows? We'll check on that coming up with Craig Mueller at about 5:05. I wanted you to hear the most pompous guy on the planet is John Kerry. He was named envoy for climate change earlier today by the president-elect Joe Biden. And I want you to, this is cut two, by the way. This is cut two. He is says he's ready to go to work. This was John Kerry from earlier today in, guess where? Wilmington, Delaware. The guy never leaves Delaware. Here he is.
This kind of crisis demands that kind of leadership again, and President Biden will provide it. The road ahead is exciting, actually. It means creating millions of middle-class jobs. It means less pollution in our air and ocean. It means making life healthier for citizens across the world. And it means we will strengthen the security of every nation in the world. In addressing the climate crisis, President-elect Joe Biden is determined to seize the future now and leave a healing planet to future generations. 57 years ago, this week, Joe Biden and I were college kids when we lost the president who inspired both of us to try to make a difference. A president who reminded us that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own. President Joe Biden will trust in God, and he will also trust in science to guide our work on earth to protect God's creation. Mr. President-elect and Vice President-elect Harris, I look forward to getting to work.
There you go. That's what he says. What a big bag of wind. And we're going to have to deal with John Kerry because he's going to be a part of all the climate change stuff. And that's why Georgia becomes so vitally important. It just is. We have to do this. By the way, this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller. Mueller and Associates, you'll hear him, by the way, 5:05. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Just call Craig Mueller. Do it right now, in fact, at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Dr. Robert Redfield, and I promised I'd let you hear this. I want to get this in. And this deals with Thanksgiving and how the COVID-19 virus is passed around. This was Robert Redfield. This is Cut 5, by the way. And he says, in fact, he was on with Dana Perino on Fox News Channel, that the infections have really come into our homes, not necessarily outside the home, but they're being brought into the home. Here it is.
So I've read in the New York Times, just that the available data right now doesn't say that small gatherings are a big problem. Do you dispute that?
Yeah, I think for us right now, the majority of transmission that we're seeing across the nation, you know, this is much different than the spring when we had several metropolitan areas. Now we really have a large portion of the nation now that has transmission at the level of what we call the red zone. And we're of the point of view from the data that we have is that the real driver now of this epidemic now is not the public square. It really is driven by the silent epidemic, the asymptomatic infections, largely in individuals between the ages, say, 12 and 35. And then when we come home to the safety of our own setting, not wearing masks, this is where the inter-household transmission is occurring. And that's when you go look for rural, like you're from Wyoming, you'd be rural North Dakota. Who would ever think rural North Dakota would be in the red zone?
There you have it. By the way, I saw just on one of the cable news shows, that of the, and this is from the CDC, that the amount of positive tests coming out of bars and restaurants, you know what it is? And I was shocked by this. It's 3%. 3%. You get more infections at government entities, courts, other you know, the DMV, places like that, gives you more, you know, twice the infections that bars and restaurants do. So why aren't we closing those places down, huh? Don't get me started. More to come as we continue. Craig Mueller, top of the hour. He lost in court today. And what does that portend for the future? We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMCQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part, so we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that
process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah,
over 15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Good to have you with us. One of the things I wanted to do was let you hear just very, very quickly Dr. Redfield with Dana Perino, and makes the case for keeping schools open. And I hope my friends at the Clark County School District are listening. This is Robert Redfield, the head of CDC. This is cut four. Robert Redfield earlier on Fox News Channel.
You just said last week at that White House briefing that schools, you think, should and can stay open. We know that some of them are closing. What data point do they need, or that you could you provide to help them get a plan to get schools to reopen, and how soon could parents see that? I mean, after the first of the year?
Well, I think it's important for each of these jurisdictions, as I said, to do this not based on emotion, but based on data. So each of these jurisdictions have data in what's happened in their schools since they've opened. And I can say at a national level, what we've seen is that we've seen that really the K-12 schools have not been a source for significant outbreaks or for significant acquisition. When we've gone into schools to evaluate the kids that are infected or the teachers infected, turns out the teachers got infected from the community, from the maybe their spouses and their family,
but not the kids.
But not the kids. And the students didn't get infected in school. They got infected from their household or their community. So really, if you look at the data, and this is what I'm asking people to do, because each jurisdiction is going to make this decision, look at your own data and see how well has your school program worked. The programs that I've seen across the country, they've really worked remarkably well. Many people that were negative about opening schools now are saying, wait a minute, mm-hmm, we were able to do this safely and responsibly. And I think it's an important lesson for other industries that we want
Absolutely.
To keep open. Figure out how to do it safely and responsibly and follow the data, not the emotion that, oh, we must close.
I hope Jesus Jaro was listening, the superintendent of the Clark County School District, because what you may discount what Dr. Redfield says or not, but the fact is the numbers are what the numbers are. And if indeed teachers are getting, and to the teachers' union, I would say the same thing. I hope you were listening. You know, and the numbers are what the numbers are. There is a lot of fear that's going around. But I'm going to tell you something. This thing is being mismanaged. And our kids are going to be the worst for it. The people that are going to suffer most from this, you know, suicides in our schools are up dramatically. And the fact is that these kids can't take it anymore. Get our schools open. Do it now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Craig Mueller, attorney at law, Representative April Becker, who just lost in court today. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It is Tuesday, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving on AM 670 KMCQ, where news is next.
always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our